天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导线节目。我是节目主持人张小环，工厂张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个不字。弟兄姐妹们，你们是否常常抱怨说，为什么人生会有那么多的苦难？为什么倒霉的事儿总发生在我的身上呢？那我所信的基督究竟是什么？我的信靠又是什么？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天呢，麦克牧师就将会带领我们深入的来讨论，我们所信靠的究竟是什么。
Hello, listening friends. How are you today?
亲爱的朋友，你今天好吗？
We are glad you tuned in today.
很高兴你今天能收听这个节目。
I'm going to talk to you this time and next time about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在今天和下一次的节目里，我要和你谈主耶稣基督的复活。
In fact, those of you who are listening consistently remember that I told you several times ago about Palm Sunday and Good Friday and Easter Sunday like the three-legged stool of the Christian faith.
经常收听这节目的朋友一定还记得，我曾经告诉过你，棕榈节、受难节和复活节是基督教信仰的三大支柱，就像一张三只脚的板凳。
And today we come to the third leg of the stool.
今天我们要讲第三根支柱。
There can be no true Christianity without the physical resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
若没有耶稣身体的复活，就没有真正的基督教信仰。
If there is one word that summarizes the Christian faith, it is the word resurrection.
如果我们只能用一个词来形容基督教的信仰，那就是复活。
Every Christian congregation must be called the community of the resurrection.
每一个基督徒的群体都要成为复活的社群。
And the difference between a live, vibrant, worshiping congregation and a dead, lifeless church is the fact of the resurrection.
一群充满了活力和生命的敬拜会众和一间死气沉沉僵化的教会，最明显的区别就在于对复活的认识。
A congregation that stops at the other side of the cross is sad and sorry and without hope.
一群会众的信仰如果只停留在十字架那边，实在很悲哀，很遗憾，毫无盼望。
But believers whose faith is anchored in the literal physical resurrection of Jesus is a celebrating, joyful, worshiping community.
但若基督徒的信仰建基于耶稣肉身复活的事实上，就会成为喜乐的、欢庆的敬拜群体。
For the resurrection of Jesus Christ is our only source of joy in a broken, dark, and uncertain world.
在这个黑暗、纷乱、支离破碎的世界里，唯一能带来喜乐的源头就是耶稣基督的复活。
The resurrection is the essence of the good news.
复活是福音的本质。
Therefore we rejoice that the Lord has risen.
因此我们为耶稣的复活而雀跃。
It is obviously true that the cross for us Christians must forever stand at the very heart of our salvation.
当然十字架对基督徒来说是救恩的中心。
Through the cross, God did for us what we could never do for ourselves.
神借着十字架所成就的，是我们自己永远不可能做成的。
Without the cross, there can be no salvation.
没有十字架就没有救恩。
But it is possible for anyone to gaze at the cross and miss the gospel that saves.
但很可能有人单单注视着十字架，还是得不到使人得救的福音。
It is possible for anyone to look at the cross and stay at the wrong side of Easter.
很可能有人单单注视着十字架，却停留在复活之前，而错失得救的真理。
The cross is our symbol.
十字架是我们信仰的标记。
Not the dead figure of the crucifix.
但却不是那个有耶稣身体钉在上面的十字架。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the risen Christ who trampled upon it and broke it beneath his feet.
因为复活的耶稣已经践踏并破除了把他钉在十字架上的咒诅。
And that is why Paul said, if Jesus was not raised from the dead, our faith is in vain.
所以保罗说，基督若没有复活，我们的信便是徒然。
The fact is that there would be no New Testament had it not been for the burning conviction of the disciples of the certainty of the bodily resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
事实上，若不是当年那些门徒肯定耶稣基督是肉身具体的复活，使他们的信心坚定火热，今天我们不会有新约圣经。
The resurrection is not a mere appendix to the faith.
复活不是信仰的附属品。
It is the overpowering, magnificent good news.
复活本是具有无穷大能、辉煌的好消息。
Therefore, we rejoice for the Lord is risen.
所以我们欢庆主耶稣的复活。
There is no darkness that the power of the resurrection cannot eliminate.
复活可以铲除任何黑暗的势力。
There is no despair that the hope of the resurrection does not smite.
复活的盼望可以消灭世上所有的绝望。
There is no agony that the assurance of the resurrection does not relieve.
复活的确据可以解除世上任何的痛苦。
There is no fear that the courage of the resurrection does not overwhelm.
没有任何恐惧是复活的勇气不能覆盖的。
Through the resurrection, God has extracted from the lives of Christians the malignancy of evil.
透过复活，神把基督徒生命里那些邪恶的毒素抽出来。
He extracted the potency of sin.
抽出潜伏的罪。
And the sting of death.
拔出死亡的毒钩。
And the challenge of uncertainty.
和半信半疑的试探。
I've met many people who are often tired out, depressed, and feeling the strain of life.
我认识有些人常常感到疲倦、沮丧和生活中紧张的压力。
People who feel inadequate for life and are worried about the future.
他们对生命感到无力并忧虑未来。
But Easter means that the living, radiant Christ is walking at your side.
然而，复活节代表着容光焕发、充满活力的耶稣基督就在你身边。与你同行
comforting you,
安慰你
assuring you,
肯定你
helping you,
帮助你
and touching you,
并触摸你。
There are other times I meet people who are afraid of death and what is on the other side of eternity.
有时我遇到一些人对死亡很恐惧，并害怕死后的永恒世界。
Easter means that the one who died on the cross has returned to tell us all about the glory down yonder.
复活节代表着死在十字架上的那一位从永恒的另一边回来告诉我们荣耀天家的情景。
For on Easter, Jesus broke out the seeming permanence of death.
耶稣在复活节那天打破死亡所带来的永诀。
And that breakthrough was a sign of what lies ahead for all who follow Jesus.
对跟随耶稣的信徒来说，这是一个显示美好未来的征兆。
It is a sign of God's ability to break through every form of barrier.
显示神有能力破除一切的障碍。
Every hindrance.
一切的拦阻。
Every grave that stands in his way.
摧毁所有挡在他面前的坟墓。
Through the resurrection, Jesus is telling us the following.
透过复活，耶稣对我们说，
I can break through any barrier in your life that hinders you from living a full life.
我能除去所有拦阻你活出丰盛生命的障碍。
Just trust me with all your heart.
你只要全心全意信靠我。
Let me tell you a story.
让我说个故事给你听。
In the days of the Soviet atheism,
当苏联高举无神论的时代，
there was a story being told about Brezhnev's funeral.
据说在勃列日涅夫的追悼会上发生了一件事。
At that time, you remember there was a coldness and hollowness which involved the funeral procession.
你可能还记得在那个时代送葬的仪式显得冷漠而空洞。
Because atheists have no comforting prayer.
因为无神论没有令人得安慰的祈祷。
or spiritual hymns,
没有属灵的诗歌,
or a mention of God,
更不会提到神。
This was an officially an atheistic state.
这是一个法定的无神论国家。
But one man who stood close to the casket says the following.
然而一个就站在棺材边上的人说,
He said that Mrs. Brezhnev came for her last goodbye, and he saw her tracing the sign of the cross on her husband's chest.
当勃列日涅夫的夫人走上前来向她丈夫的遗体告别时，她看见夫人在勃列日涅夫的胸口上做了一个画十字的手势。
This man said, I was stunned.
这人说当时他十分震惊。
That should tell us that no system can wall God out, just as no tomb can wall God in.
这件事告诉我们，神不被任何围墙阻挡在外，也不被任何坟墓拘禁在内。
Evil had its day on Good Friday, but Sunday was coming.
受难节那天，邪恶的势力似乎得逞，但复活的星期天接踵而来。
For if the power that was strong enough to get Jesus out of the grave,
如果耶稣的大能足以破坟墓而出
，mighty enough to shatter and confound the demonic forces.
足以击败并粉碎魔鬼的势力
，creative enough to smite death with resurrection，
又创意十足的以复活消灭死亡。
Then why are we not holding our heads high？
那么我们为何不能昂首向前呢
？Why are we crushed under the burden of worry and fear？
为什么我们还要被忧虑和恐惧压伤呢
？Why are you discouraged and frozen in your tracks？
你为何垂头丧气，胆怯退缩呢
？Why are you depressed and despondent？
你为何沮丧，感到绝望
？Rejoice, for the Lord is risen.
应当欢乐，主已复活了。
Do you not realize that the very power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is working in you？
难道你不知道使耶稣复活的大能正运行在你身上吗
？That this power is available to you？
这大能是你可以得到的。
Well, let's take a moment and read Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17, 18, and 19.
让我们来读以弗所书第一章17、18、19节。求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
On Good Friday, the Lord was wounded, bruised, burdened, and bound down with human sin.
受难节那天，我们的主被人类的罪孽重重的压伤。
Cut off from the land of the living, with everything seemed to be lost.
他被赶出活人之地，似乎丧失了一切。
The world thought that the hopes and the dreams were dead and done with and defeated.
世人以为所有的希望和梦想都化为乌有。
But God, with one act of power,
但神彰显大能。
By the sheer energy of grace of God, brought Jesus from the dead.
凭着神恩典的全能，让耶稣从死里复活。
But now, forever, that same power is available to you and to me and all who put their trust in Jesus.
从今以后，这大能将要赐给你，赐给我和所有相信耶稣的人。
Too often we are gazing permanently downward.
我们一向定睛往下看。
We are obsessed with seemingly useless things.
我们沉迷在无用的事物里。
We often think we can rely on our own intellect and our weak efforts.
我们老是依赖自己的聪明和微弱的力量。
We too often concentrate on what is humanly possible rather than what is possible for God.
我们一心一意想要突破人类的极限，却忽略无所不能的神。
We too often sit down and calculate our assets and our liabilities.
我们忙着计算自己的资产和债务。
And we conclude that our liabilities outweigh our assets.
发现债务大于资产。
And there we sit.
于是一筹莫展。
I want to make a confession to you.
我要向你坦白。
If I had operated on the basis of my assets and liability, I would not be speaking to you today.
如果我看着账不过火，今天我不会在这里跟你谈话。
For my liabilities are always far more than my assets.
因为我的债务远远超出我的资产。
But I believe in the God who has the power to resurrect the dead.
当我相信使人复活的神。
I believe in the God who can turn every liability into an asset.
我相信神能使债务转变为资产。
I walk with a risen Christ who is not hampered by my problems and liabilities.
复活的基督与我同行，他不会因我的债务和困难而嫌烦。
I realize that the risen Christ is standing there beside me with the gift of supernatural power, and I know it is yours for the asking.
我很清楚，复活的基督带着超自然的大能就站在我身边，而且只要你向他祈求，他也必与你同在。
You don't believe what I'm telling you?
你不相信我所说的吗？
Then explain to me how that little group of men in the upper room.
那么你如何解释当年聚集在耶路撒冷那间楼房里的一小群人？
Ordinary, fallible, bungling, and blundering men were able to turn their world upside down.
他们都是些平凡的、拙口笨舌的、容易犯错误的人，但却把当时的世界弄得天翻地覆。
None of them had an outstanding personality.
他们当中没有一个是出类拔萃的。
It wasn't that they had an official backing or impressive credential.
也没有一个出自豪门世家。
They were not illustrious patriots.
他们也不是爱国的英雄人物。
But all they had was the power of the resurrection.
他们所有的就是复活的大能。
And that's everything.
这已经足够了。
What about you?
那么你呢？
Do you say that can't apply to us today?
或许你会说这不适用于现代这个时代。
Do you say this is for the great men and women of God of the old?
那是赐予伟大的古圣先贤的。
Do you say, well, we have many problems today?
或许你会说，今天我们面对许多困难。
Do you say that this kind of power is not for this generation?
你认为这样的能力不适合这一代人。
Then let me ask you this.
那让我问你。
Has God changed?
神改变了吗？
The writer to the epistle to the Hebrews of chapter 13, verse 20 says the following.
希伯来书的作者在13章20节那里说，
Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will.
赐平安的神就是那凭永约之血使群羊的大牧人我主耶稣从死里复活的神，在各样善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意。
Surely you don't think that this power which took Jesus out of the grave is going to be baffled by your little problem?
相信你不会认为那将耶稣从坟墓里带出来的大能会被我们小小的困难而难倒吧。
Surely you don't imagine that the God who had done this magnificent resurrection will find our needs and anxiety too much to deal with?
你不会以为神成就了那么辉煌的复活，竟会对我们的需要和挂虑束手无策吗？
Surely you don't think that the God who broke through the last darkness of the universe is going to confess himself impotent to provide your release from what is causing you pain?
你不会以为神驱逐了宇宙中最后的黑暗势力，竟然会向导致我们的痛苦的来源俯首称臣吧？
Listen to what Hebrews epistle said again.
请再听希伯来书怎么说。
He who brought from the dead the Lord Jesus Christ, shall he not today, if you ask him, work in you?
你若向那位从死里复活的耶稣基督祈求，他岂不乐意在你心中动工帮助你吗？
Oh, but there is one condition here.
但是有一个条件。
There's one catch.
有一个关键。
Before the power can work in you.
在神的大能进入你心中运行之前。
Before that dynamic reality can lay hold of you.
在这能力落实在你身上之前。
Before our spirits can know the baptism of power.
在我们接受圣灵大能的浇灌之前，
There is one thing you must do.
你必须做一件事。
self-surrender,
交出你自己
self-commitment,
自我委身
self-giving,
献上你自己
you cannot just add this power to your own power,
你不能把复活的大能附加在自己的能力之上
you cannot have this power in your life to be among other powers,
你不能把复活的大能和其他的能力并列
To receive this power, you must empty yourself of your own self-importance.
要获得复活的大能，必须先放弃自以为是。
You must empty yourself of scheming and manipulating.
你必须放弃自己的计划和控制权。
You have to empty yourself of your self-centeredness.
你必须放弃以自我为中心。
Let me illustrate this with you.
让我举例说明。
In 1977, a man by the name of John Badil Bokassa,
1977年有一个人名叫巴达伯卡萨。
He was a former French paratrooper.
他曾经当过法国闪兵。
He proclaimed himself Emperor of Central African Republic.
他宣称自己是中非共和国的皇帝。
This new nation was founded in 1960 and had a population of 2 million people.
这个新的国家成立于1960年，有200万人口。
It was listed among the 25 poorest nations in the world.
是全世界最穷困的25个国家之一。
The average income was $155 when Bokassa took power.
当博卡萨夺得政权时，国民的平均年收入是155美元。
Despite all of this, Emperor Bokassa held an inaugural gala that cost $30 million.
但博卡萨罔顾民生，花了3000万美元举办登基大典。
He had a 6-foot diamond-encrusted scepter.
他做了一根6尺长、镶着钻石的结杖。
A 24-foot red velvet carpet.
24尺长的红丝绒地毯。
A 2-ton gold-plated throne.
2吨重的镀金宝座。
His 2,000 guests were served hundreds of pounds of caviar and 24,000 bottles of champagne.
他请了2000位贵宾，以数百磅的鱼子酱和24000瓶香槟酒待客。
All flown by a chartered plane from France.
全部用包机直接从法国运来。
Despite of the poverty of his people and the extravagance of his coronation, Bokassa said the following.
他毫不顾念人民的困苦，不仅在他的加冕典礼上大肆铺张、奢侈浪费，博卡萨还大言不惭地说：
One cannot create a great history without sacrifice.
没有牺牲就不能创造伟大的历史。
Now this is a true statement, but listen, who made the sacrifice?
这句话虽有道理，但到底是谁牺牲呢？
The emperor did not.
这个皇帝可毫无牺牲呢。
The people did.
是人民牺牲了。
When he was ready to sacrifice for his people, Jesus did not squander the little they had. Instead, he gave himself as a sacrifice.
当耶稣为人牺牲时，他没有花费人民一分一毫。而是完全献上自己。
His life was real.
他的生命是真实的。
His beating and his crucifixion were very real.
他所受的鞭打和十字架酷刑都是真实的。
There was no road to Easter for Jesus except through Good Friday.
受难是他走向复活的必经之路。
The same thing with us.
我们也要如此。
There can be no resurrection power until you are willing to sacrifice what is near and dear to you.
除非你甘愿牺牲你最心爱的，不然你得不着复活的大能。
We cannot experience God's energy and power in our lives while we still hold onto what God is saying for us to hand over.
如果你紧抓着神要你放弃的东西不放，你的生命就无法经历神的能力。
And this is the condition.
这就是必须的条件。
You cannot say, ask my brother, he should sacrifice, or ask my sister, she should sacrifice.
你不可能说让我的弟兄、让我的姊妹去牺牲吧。
And somehow still want to be blessed.
而我仍然可以蒙福。
I want you to ask yourself this question.
请你问问自己。
With the supernatural force and power waiting to be used.
超自然的大能就等在这里。
And with the power of the resurrection of Christ available to you,
耶稣基督复活的大能是你可以得到的。
Why should your life ever be helpless and maimed and impoverished and defeated?
为什么你的人生竟充满了无助、伤痛、穷困和失败呢？
Is that you are unwilling to travel the road that Jesus traveled?
是否因为你不愿跟随耶稣曾走过的路呢？
Ask yourself that question.
你好好的问问自己。
I think the ultimate secret of the resurrection power was given in those words.
我深信要得到复活大能的关键和秘诀就在于此。
The dearest idol I have known.
我心爱的偶像到底是什么呢？
Whatever that idol be.
不论是哪些个偶像。
Help me to tear it from thy throne.
帮助我把它从我心中的宝座上拉下来。
And worship only you.
神啊，让我单单敬拜你。
Will you claim that resurrection power today?
朋友，你愿意今天就得到复活的大能吗？
It is my prayer that you do.
我盼望你愿意。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
我们所信靠的就是主耶稣复活的大能，这样的大能使我们有永生的盼望，这样的大能使我们在面临人生种种考验与困苦的时候可以勇敢地走天路，直到见主耶稣的那一天。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
遭遇患难，求告耶和华，你就应允我，从阴间的深处。